Hey, and welcome to Rock Your Life. This is a weekly show about finding your inner rock star, overcoming fear, getting better, and transforming all of our lives into something more amazing than we ever dreamed. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I am so immensely grateful to be here as well. I like to start with gratitude. And of course, I'm always encouraging you to keep up with the gratitude practice too. Like write down five things that you're grateful for every day. I do it. It makes a difference. And I am your host, Amy Edwards. I am a musician, an author, radio host, podcaster, DJ, mom, and a transformation and accountability coach. I'm into rocking life. I took up rock and roll music, guitar, and singing 7 years ago, around the age of 40. And now I've written and recorded and released music that has pushed me to learn a lot about overcoming fear in my own life and getting stronger and not caring as much about what other people think and allowing my own vulnerability and building habits and achieving my goals. I walk the walk of what I talk on these shows, and I push myself outside of my comfort zone all the time, which gets easier the more that we do it. And I've worked to awaken in my own spiritual life, and that is something that I just can't stop working on, and I feel super called to share it with everyone through these shows. So if you too are interested in stepping more into the spotlight in your own life and getting past obstacles and fear, that is what we're pursuing here. And we have practical advice for your daily life, achieving goals, habit building, branding, and just for becoming better in every way possible, because that is truly what I want for all of us together. The show is an hour long. It's divided into four segments with a focus each week. This week, our focus is gratitude. First, I talk about this week's topic and what I've learned on my Rock Your Life segment. Next is the interview, and today we are talking to Deanna Wheeler. Deanna is a Texas music artist and singer-songwriter. She has had some unique challenges in her life, including an abusive relationship, a very challenging health issue a few years back that left her paralyzed, and we get into talking about how to find gratitude when you're looking back at these things and how to have patience with yourself. She associated gratitude with patience, and I just found it so enlightening to think of it in that way. You can learn more about Deanna and hear all her music at deannawheeler.com. She's very active as well on Instagram and on Facebook. Our third segment is our affirmation segment called Go Aff Yourself with the founder of stickwithit.co, Jill Faulkner. Affirmations are super important to me. I say them out loud on the daily, and so we choose one to work on every week. And fourth is our BYOB segment, Build Your Brand, Brain, Biz, with Bijou Finney. She's a certified brand consultant and co-owner of Velvet Cartel Content Creation. We discuss how the week's subject relates to our brain and our brand, and we cover some practical tips and strategies to build your business and take charge of your habits and optimize your brain. I always give this regular warning too in the intro. When you show up to do the work on any of this stuff, you get shown so many times what you need to learn in order to grow. And growth can be painful, but remember that we are rocking life and we will come out better, stronger, and shinier on the other side every single time. Okay. So let's do it. Let's rock some gratitude. Gratitude. How do we talk about gratitude right now, this week? What? Sometimes I try to tap into some bigger energy and see what I feel. You know, I don't know. Am I really tapping into it? I don't know, but I try. So this week I spent some time and I was like, I want to just tap into like this collective feeling. And as soon as I really did that, and oh my God, it's happening right now as I talk about it, my stomach dropped like I was on a roller coaster, like it just dropped. It was like a really worrisome feeling, and it made me sad. It made me feel like my heart was breaking. I could feel that so many people are worried and so many people are struggling and scared and don't know what's coming next. And even people that are going on about their daily lives or trying to go to work, you know, they're unsure, they're scared. We don't know the scope of this virus. We don't. So how do we find gratitude when we don't even know? Well, everything's all tied up together. And as I've discovered over the last couple of weeks, especially last week doing Passion, that maybe the times when it's hardest are the times when we find out the most, when we learn the most about whatever it is we're trying to figure out and learn about. So what can we learn about gratitude? How can we find gratitude in all this? Right. Gratitude's tied up with so many other subjects. No matter what you talk about, it seems like the things I read about comes back to, whether it's our immune systems. I mentioned that last week. Joe Dispenza talks about it. And there's real science. There's been studies where people who spent time in gratitude, even just 10 minutes a day, boosted their immune system. It's crazy, right? But it's also tied up with power. There's a quote I found from Wallace Wattles. It's from The Science of Getting Rich. And he says, "You cannot exercise much power without gratitude. For it is gratitude that keeps you connected with power." What? Oh my God. It's all tied up. It's everywhere. So I really searched through everything for my gratitude this week. And there are lots of different forms, you know. We touch on them throughout this whole episode, from looking back to taking things for granted or not taking things for granted anymore, to what we can be grateful for through this pandemic. Even when we get hurt, Bijou gets hurt this week, or when we're struggling financially or facing the uncertainty of the future, or maybe sick, or maybe losing a loved one. I found myself thinking about expectation and uncertainty, and I found myself thinking about potential. So many times we look at our own lives. Maybe people are adapting and pivoting in this time, and we can think, oh yeah, of course they can do it, but what can I do? I don't know. I don't know what I can do. Or there's the flip of that. Maybe you see someone and you can see their potential and it's so frustrating because you know how much they have, but they don't or they won't use it. I get that on both of those. But then I started thinking about myself, like, am I looking at my own potential? I don't consider myself as having all this potential, really. I certainly can see it in others, though, real easily. I mean, who are you? I'll tell you your potential right now. There's so much. If you think I'm not talking about you, I am. I am. And I had this realization that I don't really bother to look at the potential within myself. I don't consider myself as having all this potential. And I may set goals or work towards something, but sometimes if I'm really, really being honest about it, I'll catch myself imagining reaching that goal. And then I think of someone from my past, maybe someone I've fallen out with or dumped me or whatever it is, I'll imagine them seeing me rise. And then they're like, oh, wow, look at her. And maybe I imagine myself with a fancier job or gig or more followers or getting press or whatever it is. Ugh, yuck. That is so not the goal. And when I take a second and think, okay, what do I really, really want? All that stuff aside, it's to actualize all my potential, every bit. What all am I capable of? How far can I go if I really do it? I had a little vision when I did some ketamine therapy not too long ago of expansiveness. And it was a little frightening, you know, when you think of the potential you might have to be expansive, it's intimidating. But then we go back to that power quote, right? Do we want to actualize our power? Do we need gratitude to do that? What if we do reach for all our potential? And what if we fully embrace gratitude in all its shapes and forms? My goal is to actualize my potential. So, you know, I have a regular gratitude practice. I mentioned it in the intro. I write 5 things I'm grateful for every day. And this week I really looked around at trying to stay grateful and stay in that space for everything that came my way, which was weird when you're in the pandemic, right? But I did something different today when I did my gratitude practice. I usually look for the now and what I can find gratitude for right now. But today instead, I wrote future things I'm grateful for. My process for my intentions, if I look ahead, is I'll make the intention and then I get really clear on it, feel grateful for it, and then I just try to release the how, get away from the attachment to it and detach from how it's actually going to happen and trust and feel grateful for it. So I use this process for future gratitude. And I really tried to look ahead and just channel that gratefulness for things that haven't even already happened yet. And maybe that's something that we can do right now through this. Maybe we can channel our gratitude practice into things that haven't even already happened and really spend some time and space there and just see what happens. What's the worst that could happen? It doesn't happen? I don't know. Or maybe we just boost our immune system a bit. That seems like a pretty great outcome no matter what. And I know a little part of it seems like fantasy, but I think it's worth the experiment. If we're really going to go for actualizing our potential, then why not give it a shot? Why not try it? We'll stay posted on it, right? Okay. Well, let's get into today's episode. Our interview today, as I mentioned, is with Deanna Wheeler. She is a Texas music artist, a singer-songwriter. You can find out more at deannawheeler.com or at Deanna Wheeler on Instagram. She's an Air Force veteran. She was in an abusive relationship for a long time and is a single mother now to three children. She faced and overcame paralysis in, I never say this right, Guillain-Barré syndrome less than 2 years ago, a major health struggle. And she keeps going and she keeps inspiring people. And it was a beautiful conversation about finding gratitude in the hard times and how she hones in on this in her daily life. She talks about how looking back can be really, really valuable, but in the moment, we've got to find this patience, which is a part of gratitude, which I hadn't really considered. And I love that she brought that up. She said, and I quote, "You can't really have one without the other, patience and gratitude. You have to have patience in understanding your past." Anyway, it's a beautiful conversation and I really, really enjoyed our talk today. I know you will too. I'll go F yourself today with Jill Faulkner of stickwithit.co. We talk about gratitude practices and the challenges that we're facing right now. And we came up with an affirmation to help ourselves look for gratitude in every situation and help us train ourselves to operate from this perspective more and more. And our affirmation this week is, "I am able to find gratitude when/wherever I look for it." Yeah, right on, right? And in our final segment, BYOB, Bijou had an accident this week and she fell down and she talks about how that has affected her gratitude, her job, everything. And we discuss the impact of focus each week and the positivity and effect that can have on our mental states and practices. And how, too, that, like I mentioned earlier, sometimes when things are the hardest is the best time to focus on them. We also get into some books that we're reading and how in our professional lives we can develop a practice of being grateful for things that didn't occur to us to be grateful for in the past. All right. And a new feature on Instagram, we will start having Bijou and I's bookshelf, the BYOB bookshelf on Instagram. So look for that. Follow us both. She's at Story by Style, Story X Style, and I'm at Real Amy Edwards. All right, so let's get to it with the interview with Deanna Wheeler.
Hi. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's good to see you.
Are you at home?
Yeah, I'm in my living room.
Thanks for saying yes to this.
Absolutely. This is awesome. Let me get my camera, see if it's... Is that a good idea?
I really was like delving into, you know, who would be a good fit for gratitude, and your name just jumped into my mind, and I was like, oh, this is a good fit, you know?
Thank you. I'm grateful because I do have a lot to be grateful for.
Deanna, it's just, you do have a lot to be grateful for, yes, but you have had very unique struggles in your life to get through, and that I think is so good to talk about at this time when we're all struggling with how do we be grateful right now? Like, what, you know, how do we find that gratitude? And I wanted to spend a week in gratitude because just of where we are right now. And that was why I chose this topic for this week. So
well, I think it's a pretty brilliant topic for the time being.
It is. And it was a full moon this week too. That was a good time to think about gratitude. So, and you said that yesterday, so we're doing this on Thursday. You said yesterday you spent the day thinking about gratitude, which was the full moon. So I want to know.
That's awesome. But, I didn't even realize that.
I know, right? What a cool coincidence. And it was just serendipitous, I guess. So just to cover for people, you are an Air Force veteran. You have had an abusive relationship. I mean, is anything off the table to talk about? Everything's on
no.
the table. Okay. Yeah. And he has gone to prison. You have three children. You're a single mom. And now you are a country music singer, a Texas music artist, and singer-songwriter based in Austin, Texas. So let's talk about gratitude.
Well, to be honest, like, gratitude's a very powerful feeling. Like, you have to really know yourself and what you need to be grateful for. Because, you know, on a regular basis, most of us are actually ungrateful. Without even realizing it, to the point where, you know, we show that by always wanting more. So when
have you seen that with yourself?
I have, absolutely. Like, you have to really like focus in and hone in, like, am I grateful? Like, do I act grateful? Because you can be grateful for something and not actually, you know, show it or have it be, you know, on the surface of every day. And that's what I want to focus more on, even in my daily life, you know, you could be, you know, as it stands right now today, absolutely, I am grateful for my immediate needs being met, you know, mine and my kids' health, you know, when other people are not so lucky right now.
For
and
sure.
Yes, you know, I sound pretty nasally right now, and I am getting over being sick, but I have nothing compared to, you know, what people are sitting there in the ER, you know, fighting for their life over. We have food on the table, we have roof over our heads, where I get my drive and determination and my ability to dream. So I'm like literally thinking of all the stuff I'm grateful for right now. But what I haven't really put into effect, into account for, is we don't look back all the time on what created us to be grateful for that. So I've learned to be grateful for my past scenarios and my circumstances, whether it led me to who I am or it taught me who not to be around or whatever it did for my soul being. That's, you know, I have to be grateful for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it shapes who we are as humans, right? And I didn't even mention there that, you know, you overcame Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Was Guillain-Barré. It
too? Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, everybody
thank
gets
you. Yeah, where you became paralyzed and had just an incredible health struggle. Was it 2 years ago?
Not even. It was 2018.
Golly. And, I mean, you went...
Almost 2 years ago to the day. Yeah.
I mean, like, just looking back, you know, I have those things in my life too. I haven't had anything of that magnitude. And, you know, just it's so challenging to be able to look at it and find a place of gratitude and that it shapes who you are. But it truly does. And we do have to actualize that. How much, like, even just looking at that with what you're saying about looking back, how have you managed to find gratitude for that specific challenge?
So the way I am grateful for what I went through and any of the challenges I've been through, actually, during my challenges, during my paralysis and whatnot, it wasn't the easiest thing to be grateful for.
No
but
way.
It wasn't until my son actually gave me a fortune cookie that he told my family, oh my God, that's mommy's fortune cookie. Like, she has to have that. I mean, in tears, my mom's like, for God's sake, eat the fortune cookie. Okay, fine. I was keto at the time. So I'm like, I don't eat that, mom. Like, I don't know what you're doing. That being said, I opened it up and it pretty much threw me back 10 steps and said, you know what? It's time to find gratitude in this situation and find my strength because other people are going to need it. The way I find gratitude in the whole being sick thing was, people came to me for hope. People came to me to get their drive back. They would look at my life and look at what I was going through and find strength in it somehow. It's a difficult thing to kind of conceptualize because being somebody's beacon of ability to get through something when I know I'm struggling through it, when I knew that I was, you know, hating life at the time. But after I realized that I was becoming like a role model for certain people that have gone through their struggles, whether it be veteran, whether it be somebody that's been through Guillain-Barré, anybody going through anything that's traumatic in any shape, form, or fashion, I had to be strong. And that's how I became grateful for my situation because everybody would come to me and say, oh, if anybody can get through this, it's you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like that's not true. I'm not super strong. I don't know where you get this strength thing from, but like that's not how I saw it until the fortune cookie. My fortune cookie actually said, the world will soon be ready for your many talents. And it told me to be patient. And one thing I'm grateful for is the patience I had and the drive I had to get through my illness the way I did and in the time I did. And to have everybody circling around me, whether it was people in the music industry or, you know, military individuals, veterans, everybody that came together to help me heal through the power of music and camaraderie and community. And it all helps. Whenever your soul is happy, it's easier to heal. And that's one thing I've learned is that definitely there is power in human connection. And, you know, you can heal if you have support.
Yeah. Do you think that, backing up to one thing you said, do you think that patience is a part of gratitude?
Absolutely. I think that 100%. You have to, like, you can't really have one without the other. Like I was saying about the past, like, you have to have patience in understanding your past. Because even, like, put it this way, like, if you look back and what shaped you, what made you like driven and ambitious, better yet, what if you're broken and you're not driven or ambitious? You can actually retrace your steps and find out, you know, who broke you, what situation broke you. And maybe sometimes you can heal through looking back and finding the gratitude in those situations. Because yes, I was abused for a lot of years by somebody that I absolutely loved with my entire heart, to where my entire first album is nothing but like our life together. And I still, you know, say to this day that it was my soulmate and I can't do anything about that. And it was drugs and alcohol and different things that got in his way, along with PTSD. He was a Marine and he'd been through hell. So I have to be grateful for everything he put me through, because my path would have been way different. And I have to be grateful for my strength in that struggle. There's so many different ways, especially looking back in the past. And that's one thing I wanted to focus on mainly today, is it's hard to be grateful for right now, other than, you know, like I said, the immediate needs, the health, the everything that surrounds us right now. The fact we have food, the fact that we're, you know, able to communicate via video chats and different things. But it's really the building blocks of who we are is what I want to focus on. Like, how we got strength, how we became the people we are today.
I like that. I like that patience aspect that you mentioned too, because I think too, looking back on all those things, you have to be able to be patient with yourself to find that gratitude, because it's not always easy. And there's like a huge element of trust that you were just talking about too, where you know that you're patient enough to say, okay, my talents are going to be used. I just have to be in this space right now. This is where I'm supposed to be, right?
And that's exactly how I took it too. When I got the fortune cookie, I was like, okay, what do I have to do now to make this easier? Like, how do I do this? And that's also what made me start healing publicly. Whenever Coach from Wimberly Radio told me, you know, because I was supposed to be on his radio show that week, and I finally had to tell him, like, I had to cancel a bunch of shows and different things happened. I didn't want to be like the liability or the problem child of, you know, Austin being sick. I was just like trying to take a step back. I still didn't know the prognosis. But when I decided, okay, fine, like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it full bore, then that's when I started, you know, having my sessions of therapy recorded and people understanding my struggle. And the way to get through something is, you know, to share it at times. And that's what I had to do. And I was very patient with myself. At the same time, you know, you're never going to be satisfied with how slowly you're recovering, even though it's faster than you should, or the prognosis was fast. I mean, you'll never be truly 100% grateful, because that means then you kind of don't try anymore. So there is an element of, you can be grateful for something, but not give up. Like, okay, I'm grateful for that. That's awesome. I'm done.
Yeah. No, I think that's the trick though. That's part of the trick of like true like happiness and gratitude, is being able to be here right in the moment. But also, I know it's a weird balance, because then you're like, where's my ambition? Like, where's my like drive and that kind of thing, right? Look toward ambition and yet find this gratitude in this happy space for exactly where we are now, because all we have is now.
Exactly.
Like, what, you know? So yeah, that's really interesting. How are you feeling right now, you know, in the growth, in your gratitude growth?
It's kind of interesting, because yes, I did some live video stuff, and then I got pretty sick. So I'm actually pretty grateful for the ability to have social media and different things and the connection and you know, live ability. You know, you don't have to make a video and put it online anymore. You get to see like the real raw version of people.
Yeah.
And I mean, to the, as real as we allow each other to get, you know, truly been an eye-opening situation over here when I have all three of my children in the same house under the same roof. You know, we learn at different levels and we're finding more about each other. And I eat, sleep, and breathe them again like I was when before music happened and before life gets in the way. And it's truly been, I'm very grateful for this experience with my children.
Well, listen, we're about out of time. Is there anything else that you want to share before we go?
I was actually going to ask you where your drive and ambition came from, because you are one of the most driven people that I know.
Wow. That's, I'm shocked. Thank you very much. That makes me extremely grateful. Almost like feel like crying when you say that to me. Thank you. I don't know where it comes from. I just, I know that I'll be, less fulfilled if I don't do it and I don't take the risk to do things. So I just continue. And, I've been working really hard on surrendering to the moment and what unfolds in front of me and being grateful for whatever comes my way. And so I am just trying to continue to put one foot in front of the other, which I think you can probably identify with for sure. And anyway, thank you. I just keep trying to create. And
like, do you remember a time when you weren't motivated, when you weren't driven, and what maybe
last week, literally all the time. I mean, it happens to me quite often, and usually I just have to continue to do the work. And for me, a big part of that is a gratitude practice. I write down things I'm grateful for every day. I meditate. I mean, I have to do these habits that are kind of grueling sometimes, and I don't necessarily want to do them, but I have to keep coming back to that space and doing the work around it. And, you know, not doing things like eating healthy and not drinking and things that I don't necessarily want to do. I'd much rather eat chips and dip and drink. And, but the payoff of that is that, you know, I don't feel as good, and I can tell I don't feel as good. I don't sleep as well. And then I'm not as good with my kids, then my relationships start to suffer. It has a ripple effect of what I can get done. But I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not this like perfectly driven machine by any stretch. And I strive to be really real about that on this show. I think that acknowledging that is really important. And I have things on my to-do list that have been there for like a month that I can't seem to get done. And I don't know why. So anyway, I guess I'm just trying to cut myself some slack and be grateful for what I do get done and be grateful to connect with people like you, which is really what at the heart of what I like to do, and to share your story and lift that up and, you know that is going to connect with people, because your story truly, truly does. So I'm extremely grateful.
Well, I'm grateful to know you. I'm grateful to be a part of this. And just so you know, perception from the outside looking in, you definitely get most of your goals done. Like,
wow.
Your children's book, your book, everything, your podcast, your 360 radio. I mean, like, you name it, you've done it. Your music, everything. It's just, it's a tribute to who you are. So
thank you, Deanna. Well, I can absolutely say the same about you. You know, you have persevered these things and come out on the other side too. What I truly admire is use your voice in a very positive way. And I think that is, that's what I'm all about, is connecting with people and using your voice in a really positive way. And so I encourage everyone to check out everything of yours. And I'll have links up to everything. And of course, it's deannawheeler.com or on Facebook. I know you're very active on your Facebook and your Instagram. And so people can go and find you there for sure.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm so grateful to be a part of this. Truly, I am.
I am so grateful that you are a part of it. Thank you so much. And thank you for the kind things that you said. That really touches my heart. And I very much admire you and all that you're doing and bringing to the world. And the world is just going to keep embracing your many talents, Deanna.
Likewise, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, welcome to Go App Yourself with Jill Faulkner. And
hey there.
Hey. So hello. Let's talk about gratitude.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're feeling grateful that you still have your job and can work.
Yeah. There's been a lot of gratitude for me during this time that I have just not allowed to go unrecognized. Gratitude for having a job still that I can work from home. Gratitude for my place, you know, my apartment, for my dog. So much gratitude for those, and just having the time to not have to commute, and just taking extra time for myself. All I can do is be home. And sometimes it feels a little selfish to be like, that's awesome, I get to meditate for 20 minutes. While some people don't have that option, or like, right, let me really focus on the stuff that I need to work through internally about my own issues or whatever it is. Like, where can I grow?
Yeah, it's
right now.
It does feel, I get what you're saying about like feeling a little selfish, because you feel like, we've talked about this too, when you feel like you have to, you know, bear that weight of like, oh, I should be concerned. I should be expressing mm-hmm. concern and showing my concern and living in that concern for others. And then you're like, but I have time to, you know, spend time just sitting around in gratitude and feeling happy in this moment. And it's a weird, like space.
But
we do have the time. I mean, we should do those things.
Yeah. Like that's all I can do. Like, I have to stay home. Like, I don't have any elderly neighbors. Like, maybe I could go give blood. I don't know at which point we'll need that, you know, but it's like, how can I help that keeps everybody safe?
Mm-hmm.
Staying home.
Right.
So
staying home.
Take the time and do whatever comes up for me. But I am very grateful for that, for sure.
I know. Haven't you seen all those memes where it's like the guy like laying on his couch and they're like 2019 lazy ass or whatever. And then like 2020 total hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is true. That is what we have to do. Like, and so I don't know, I've been spending more time in a gratitude space, or I just feel like it's, and I keep saying this on the show, like over and over, is that it just feels like it's more important now than ever. It's when the times are hard that we have to really do those practices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And that's what prepares us for it.
Prepares
just the continuous
for
the crisis, for anything that comes up, like practicing. Yeah. It just is preparation.
Well, yeah, you get in
for life.
Yeah, you get in a habit too. Like, I look forward to every day, you know, I write down 5 things that I'm thankful for every single day. I make that my practice every day, and I really do look forward to just sitting there and spending time in that space. And it does make me, it is building up into a habit, like big mm-hmm. time. I mean, I've been working on it anyway, but just doing that daily practice makes a difference. And then I was like in my shower the other day, and I was just like, you know, I'm so grateful for this freaking shower, like, and to have a shower, and
mm-hmm.
just how, I don't know, just how.
I am always grateful for a shower. Every single time I get in the shower, I have a moment that it is just, I'm so glad, so
it's
grateful.
Like, it's like a miracle.
Yeah. But I think, and I, you know, I love that there's gratitude for the little things that people don't always think about, right? I think we've developed expectations for our lives without gratitude for them.
Well, that, you know what, and it doesn't always have to be big. Like my dog has like this thing on her tail that's been kind of bad, and I've been working on it, putting ointment on it, bandaging it up, and it's starting to heal. And like, you know, I'll write something bigger, like, I'm so grateful I have, you know, food and a shelter, whatever, right now. And then I'll write, like, you know, I'm glad Tipsy's tail is healing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's little things. Like, I'm glad we can still record on Zoom. I'm so grateful for just every single thing, just getting in the mindset of every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, for me, it hasn't been hard to come by at all.
I wish that you just read my mind for the next question. I was going to ask if you had any struggles with it.
No, I mean, I think there's been some moments of like, this sucks.
Yeah.
But it sucks for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Not that I can't leave my house. Like, I don't mind that. It's that there is just so, there's an inundation of information. Is it good information? Is it bad information? Or, like, just the polarization of people through this as well. So there have definitely been moments of sadness and frustration and confusion, and finding the gratitude in those moments is hard, just because there is a crying out that I think is happening all over the world. And what does it look like on the other side of that?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and we haven't been personally touched by this disease yet. Mm-hmm. And I say yet at all, I might as well just say we haven't been personally touched. You know, easy to say when you're not feeling that immediate effect. I think you're right that we're training ourselves for when those things actually happen.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I mean, you know, yesterday I did go to the store because I didn't have anything. The amount of gratitude I felt that there was food at the store was crazy. I really was just so flabbergasted.
Yeah, because it's stuff that we take for granted.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted that there was food there, because any other store I had been to, not that I've been out a lot at all, but either a curbside order or something, and there was nothing. And what frustrates me is the people who have taken all of the things, you know, that sucks. But I understand people are home more, they're cooking from home more. And, you know, it was really crazy to be in a store that had food in it.
Yeah.
That I was able to purchase. And I felt gratitude throughout my whole body for that.
That's good.
Yeah.
What do you notice when you have it through your whole body?
It's a little overwhelming, but I think for me, feelings generally are very overwhelming for me. So it's like, I don't know what to do with it, but I feel it like in my stomach. I feel it. And usually it then comes in the form of tears. But I didn't cry at the store yesterday.
It's okay if you did.
I absolutely, I think, could have for sure. But yeah, it's just like not a tightening up in a negative way, but just a solid feeling in the body.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm describing it well, but it's like, it's definitely in my stomach, like in my gut, and like in my heart. So in my core is where I feel it the most. Cause it's just like, I just want to like give someone a big hug. Like that's the kind of energy that gratitude had, was just like wanting to share that experience with people too.
Yeah. I feel like I feel it in my heart, and it's just like, I get what you say. I like the word solid that you chose. Like, I do feel like it's like solid, like it just sort of is there everywhere when I can really focus on it. Like it's there everywhere, but stemming from my heart. And I don't know, I find it overwhelming too, in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to feel that. Because there is still good things happening in the world, and there are still, you know, life is still being lived in some way. And I'm grateful when I have moments of being funny to myself, or I'm so grateful for these dance parties I've been having that I just with myself listening to music, because I just haven't. And I think that's what I've been really needing. And now I've got the time for that.
Yeah. Good.
And it's, awesome. You know, yeah. So it's like just finding gratitude in all these things that are new, in this time of having to be home for me. And just really appreciating the little things that are kind of happening and unfolding. And, you know, like you were saying, like having this daily practice, not that you haven't been working on it, but it's kind of easier to maintain when there's not to do, to go, to, you know, check this off the list kind of thing happening. It's enjoyable to get those things done.
Yeah. It's a little, I mean, you know, you're by yourself. I have my kids with me, always one kid, sometimes two. But that's different too than having, you know, someone you love or care about. And you just have to, I feel like I just have to trust, like, and find so much gratitude in these moments in order not to dwell on that. And that I don't have that.
You know, I get that. And I think too, it's like, I can't wait to be a mom, but there's plenty of gratitude for not having kids right now. I mean, yours are older, so I think it's a little bit easier, possibly.
My heart goes out to anyone with toddlers right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, just talking to friends and it's, or just seeing friends post things, it's like all the different crafts and the entertainment. It's like, oh my goodness, I am glad to not have to be kind of dealing with that. you know, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. So it's just a matter of like finding gratitude where you are and like really getting in that mindset for me. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to ask this week? Do you have any ideas around that?
You know, I mean, I am grateful is always like, you know, the thing, but,
can we go deeper?
I want to.
What does that look like?
Yeah. Everything feels a little vapid. I think like I'm able to find gratitude in everything because it for some people it's really hard to find it right now.
For sure.
And I get that.
So if you can't find it, what would be an affirmation? Because last week's I let myself feel was perfect for passion because I mean I just felt so passionless all week and it just that one worked so well because it wasn't pushing this kind of false passion thing when you're not feeling it. Instead I was like, oh, I let myself feel weird. I let myself feel confused or, you know, whatever it was. So
yeah.
I really liked that because I want a way to get in that mindset, but then also not like have the surface-ness.
Yeah. Something like I am able to find gratitude where I look for it.
And if you're looking, you will find it, right?
Right. I think people have to be open to looking for it. So maybe there's an openness needed to find the gratitude. It's okay to be happy during this time. It's okay to be grateful during this time. I just want people to feel that joy is still possible.
Me too. I like it. Then let's settle on it. What was that last thing you said then? You said, I'm able to find gratitude where I look for it. When I look for it?
Yeah.
Or whenever.
I wish there was a word that combined those words.
When wherever.
oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, when wherever I look for it. I know, why isn't there?
You just made one. Yeah, because it is a when and it is a where. And I think that those probably are often in sync with each other, that there's the moments when, you know, and where you're in a tough spot or when you're in a tough spot. Or, I mean, even like standing at the kitchen sink, washing dishes because you just ate food, there's gratitude for that moment.
Absolutely.
You know, or gratitude can be found in that. All right.
Well, then it's, I'm able to find gratitude when/wherever I live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of our longer ones, but I like it a lot.
It is.
And you know, maybe it'll make people laugh when they write it down. And that's always a good thing.
Yeah. Because sometimes you know, people are like, how am I going to find gratitude in like the kids running around, you know, poop running down their legs, like, you know, Play-Doh everywhere, whatever it is. But it's like, I would find so much joy and love and gratitude in that scenario.
Yeah.
Or at least fingers crossed. I would see it there.
Well, I know if you're stressed out about how you're going to pay your rent and stuff, it's pretty hard to find some gratitude.
I know.
The alternatives don't provide all these other benefits and spending time in gratitude is just where it's at. So
we got to,
whenever and wherever we got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And find those moments. I'm just such a believer.
It will help shift for sure. I notice a huge difference when I am really practicing gratitude and it's not even something I practice anymore so much as it is just something I do. It's just part of how I operate in my life.
I think I do too. I think
thank you is in, you know,
yeah,
that's constantly out of my mouth and in my mind. It's just thank you.
Well, that's beautiful and that's good. That's what we got to stay in. All right, we're out of time. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I am able to find gratitude when/wherever I look for it, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right, everybody go after yourself. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Bijou.
Hi.
And welcome.
How are you?
BYOB. I'm fine, but let's talk about how you are, because I know we brought up gratitude and it was a hard week anyway, but you have had a particularly hard week. And so let's talk about it because, you know, you've got your job and then physically, I know you're having some stuff. So let's tell people what's going on.
Yeah. Whenever you were like, let's do gratitude, I was like, oh boy, this one's going to be hard. Just because all the stress that we're dealing with work and where we're going to be moving to and all this stuff. But that day that you told me it was gratitude, I slipped and fell and I hurt my hand. And I was, I mean, just made the rest of my week really hard to just get stuff done, to type stuff out, to take photos that I needed to take, to do stuff around the house. And I was just like trying really hard to think of gratitude when I was doing it.
And how'd that go?
It was actually like, I was thinking this to myself, I should probably pick a word a week all the time, or like, because it really helps me whenever I'm like thinking that I'm supposed to be focused on a certain thought for the podcast, because I have been super grateful this week because I think about, well, at least my hand's going to get better. Like, at least I didn't lose it. And, oh, wow, I'm so grateful for it because I didn't even realize how hard it was to live without it. And it's, like, made me want to go work out more just because I haven't been able to. So even when I was able to work out, I wasn't wanting to work out that much. But now that I can't, now I want to.
Of course. Funny. That's typical. That's how it goes. Yeah. Well, I think that's really good. I love having a word to focus on all week. It's like a, I don't know, it's almost kind of fun or something. Like, even when it's weird, I just constantly am like thinking, oh, how can I relate this to whatever our topic is for that week? Yeah. And this one, you know, we had a full moon this week, so that was interesting around gratitude. That's always a good time for gratitude rituals and practices and harvesting kind of thing vibe. But it's just such a hard time right now that I just think that when it's hardest is a good time, is the best time to focus on it. And so anyway, I was excited to spend the week in gratitude, but I was kind of surprised with the challenges that popped up for you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even more than that, I think I'm sick in I don't know what way. And also this like uneasy feeling of where life is going in the next couple months for everybody. It's just like this feeling I can't shake. And it really started me thinking about how sometimes I get a little bit complacent in life. Like I just get a little bit wiggly, like this is too easy or this is too normal or I need to shake stuff up a little bit. But on the spectrum of like easy to this, I'm like, oh, wow, I really had it good. And I should have been so much more grateful for those times because this type of unrest and unknowing is really taking a toll on everyone. In fact, I'm reading that book, Regenerate, and he's talking about how the diagnosis, when people get told that they have cancer or heart problems, the likelihood of them like dying from complications of just being told that are higher than anyone ever talks about. Like either them getting stressed out about it weakens their immune system and then they get sick, or suicide or like all this stuff. He was going into it. And I was like, wow, I mean, and he was also talking about how much your heart talks to your brain. Before, everyone just thought that hearts were these pumping organisms that like didn't really have a use other than that. But just talking about how much when your brain and your heart, whenever your brain lets go of these chemicals and your heart takes it in, it like feeds back information to your brain. And I was just like, oh geez, I cannot let the fact that I'm so stressed this week make my life harder, because it'll affect my mood. It'll affect my sleep. It'll affect what I want to eat.
And I mean, I don't know that there's a way to prevent that 100%. You know, we're just, I don't know how to prevent that 100%.
Well, I will say there was a couple of days there where it was really hard for me, but then the days that I was trying to focus on gratitude and the days that I was just trying to be sweet to the people around me, which are few and far between, but still, and sweet to myself, were much easier days. So I will say that there are a couple things that I did that actually helped a lot.
I mean, and it takes effort, I think, on the front end, but then once you make the effort, I think you can get in a groove with it where you keep doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, just seeing the results from it, just seeing how much better I felt and how much better. I think it's kind of hard sometimes to see how much the world around you is a mirror of who you are. But when you start trying to take a note of that, it's kind of eye-opening. So like how I acted with Drew, or how I acted on the phone with my parents, or how I was with just the dogs. Like if I act a certain way, I do get a certain return, right? And then that return makes my life easier, which it, when I start paying attention to all that, just seeing the return on investment of that time and energy that I put in really makes me want to do it more and longer.
Did anything come up for you around work with gratitude this week? I mean, I know it's just hard for everybody right now. So what came up for you around that?
I think being grateful for the things that I didn't know to be grateful for in the past, where things like how people would, I mean, I always was grateful for this, but I'm even more, I have this like new appreciation of the fact that like some of our clients were budding entrepreneurs that started their own lines or started their own businesses, and just the fact that they wanted us to help tell their story, or the fact that they wanted our branding advice and stuff like that. I mean, I don't have those guys anymore right now. They're some of the ones that were hit the hardest during all of this. And the thought of only having huge companies to work for a while makes me really appreciate how fun it was to work with the smaller companies that allowed for more creativity and allowed for more one-on-one close contact with the brand and the founder. So I think going back into the world after this is over is really going to make me a little bit more sensitive to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and more appreciative of those gigs that come your way, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been feeling grateful in feeling like this is like a little bit of a push to grow in a new way, you know,
as
far as gratitude goes. And so I think from a job perspective or gig perspective, I think I'm trying to find gratitude for that and for this, you know, move to adapt to whatever it is supposed to look like right now, or whatever we're supposed to learn, or whatever skills. I don't know. I've struggled with it a little bit because it's been hard for me to muster up the energy to learn those new things and to make use of this time. Like my back hurts really bad from being over a computer or something or other. I don't know, but it's kind of driving me crazy. I just want to lay flat on the floor or on a, like a, you know, foam roller or something. And so that's been, it's been weird. It's like I have time and ability to do that, but I mean, I'm struggling with being tired around it. But then maybe, I don't know, maybe I just need to be grateful for like this time to be at home to rest if I want to rest. You know, I could take a nap in the middle of the day if I want to, pretty much.
Yeah, I know. The first couple of days I did that for myself, I felt really bad about it. But now I'm starting to feel grateful for that opportunity because it really helps me. Like, even if I'm just laying there in silence for a minute, just remembering to take time to do that, even when I do get busy again, I think it makes a big difference just to silence your mind for a minute.
I do too. Maybe we can become grateful for those moments in our work lives and then hopefully remember the positive effect that they had, you know?
Big time.
Yeah. What else are you reading right now? Regenerate?
Yeah. I'm like really into that one right now. And then also listening to Heal Thyself podcast still. Mm-hmm. Also the Peter Krohn stuff. Last night I watched a little bit of Fantasia, which.
Wow. You, so good. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
You and your girls, if you haven't done that in a while, need to do that. It was just like such amazing music and visuals, and it was just such a nice calming thing for me before I went to bed. That's I haven't really cool. watched it in probably 15 years, but it was my favorite when I was little.
Wow, awesome. On a work note, one of the things I've been reading is Stephen Pressfield. I've gone through a little Stephen Pressfield phase. Read The War of Art first, and then he has a sequel to that called Turning Pro. He has one called Do the Work, but then he has one, the third one is called Turning Pro, and that I'm finishing up the reread of that, but it's really all about the difference between pro and amateur and how we make space in our lives and don't accept not doing it and don't except shadow jobs or shadow career or things that are just distractions. And it's been a really good reminder for me, that book. I think you would really like it.
I think you told me about it. I bought it and I accidentally bought it on where you read it on your phone rather than listen to it.
Yeah.
And well, I don't like staring at my screen. So I probably should just try it. Use this time to try it.
I read an actual hard copy of it, and I like books, and so I like audiobooks too, but I read a few pages of it every day, and it's a super easy read. It's one of those that just has like, sometimes it's just one paragraph on a page, and everything is like a page or two, and yeah, so it's a super easy read, and I mean, it's, you know, probably the fourth time that I've read it, but I don't think I have really taken it to heart until now, and I'm not sure what the difference is, or if maybe it just over time, you know, all
isn't it crazy? Sometimes you're just not ready for something, and then
really
you'll listen to it again, or you'll watch a movie again, or you'll watch a podcast again, or read a book again, and you're like, oh my God. Like, there's been quite a few books that's happened to me where I listened to it or read it again, and I was like, finally ready to take that information in and do something with it.
Do you feel like, we're getting close to being out of time, but do you feel like you've had like a pro attitude even in quarantine? Like, you've carved out specific times that you have to work and space?
No. I mean, no. I did at first, but then with all these like little hiccups lately, I think
it's
I really
hard.
Get back into it because my stress goes up when I don't have a little space and a time that I'm designating to do things. And so being stressed makes me not do that, and not having that makes me more stressed. So it's this vicious cycle that I need to rectify. I think I really want to take, I can't believe this week passed so fast. I want to take this weekend to get some stuff done, to get organized, and then hopefully I'll feel better and I can start the week off being able to do some types of light workouts or
I really hope breathing. So. I really hope so. And I really hope that you can carry some of this gratitude forward. I hope we all can. So especially in this challenging work time and all that. So, all right. Any other takeaways before we go about gratitude today?
If you feel like it's going to be hard for a week, just take it by a day. Like, write it on your hand or something like that, or put it on your phone background and just to have that word available for you and have a little reminder that you should try to find a reason to be grateful for as many things as possible as you can during the day, and you'll be amazed at how much it affects your day.
I agree. That's really good advice. So, all right, good. Well, thank you. I sure hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Me too.
I love you. Yeah.
Kind of over this.
Yeah, I think so. We all are. So, all right. Well, it's BYOB. Thank you. Love you. Appreciate
love
it.
You.
Thanks, Bishu.
Yeah.
All right, there's a resource roundup of what we covered on my blog at amyedwards.com/blog. Go there for links to everything that we mentioned in the episode, and there should be a link to that in the episode description wherever you're listening. Thank you so much to everyone today, to our guest Deanna Wheeler. Remember, you can find her at Deanna Wheeler, D-E-A-N-N-A, Wheeler, just like it sounds, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, and deannawheeler.com, and on Facebook as well. And thank you also, of course, to our regular Rock Your Life contributors, to Jill Faulkner of stickwithit.co. You can find her there online or on Instagram. And thank you to Bijou Finney. She is at Story by Style, Story X Style on Instagram or at velvetcartel.com. And remember what Deanna said about how she found patience in her own gratitude practice. And she found strength in her soul. She said, whenever your soul is happy, it's easier to heal. And that we have to have patience with ourselves in understanding and finding gratitude in our past and in our present, really. And I'm going to take it further and say in our future too. I'm really curious what your gratitude practice looks like. Feel free to reach out to me. I would love to know and love to hear from you and love to share it. I'm at amy@amyedwards.com or hit me up on Instagram. You know I'm super grateful. How many times did I say that in this episode today? I'm super grateful when you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, share with a friend. It all really matters. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. This has been Rock Your Life with Amy Edwards. And one last thing, I do encourage you to keep the word close to you over the next week and see how it goes. See what happens. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and love and health to you. Till next time.